Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to Summer in Vegas here on blogtalkradio.com. I'm Mark the Q. I'm your host. Hopefully, we'll have actually several guests on today because I got the screener for this really great short film called The Convicted. You guys can check that out over at Vimeo. I think it's Vimeo/The Convicted. You guys can check that out there as well. So we have three guys coming in, hopefully. One is, his name is John Curley, and Tommy Otis, who are both acting in the film. And we also have a really great writer and actor, Alexander Hilasek, who will also be joining us at some point in time as well. So without further ado, I think one of our guests is calling in. Okay, 323, who is this?
Hello, John Curley.
Hey, John, how's everything going?
Things are great. How are you?
Good. How was it was really great to be able to see you on the big screen, and I know this is a little bit of a short film, but I almost had a feeling that this could have been the beginning of what could have been a longer project as well. I mean, what was your reaction, first of all, when you got the script, and then about how you felt when you ended up watching the final product?
Sure. Yeah. Thanks for having me, by the way. When I first got the script, Alex did a great job. I think, you know, ultimately every film starts with quality writing. Unfortunately in Hollywood, when you're building a foundation for your career, some of the writing is not so solid. So as soon as I kind of sunk my teeth into this, I felt confident it was going to be a great project and just an amazing cast and crew. I spent very impressionable years of my life in New York City, 18 to 26, working in finance, as you know there. I had a lot of guys that I worked with that are from Brooklyn and Staten Island, and, you know, kind of channel that into Marty, the character I played in the film. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, what was your, you get your script handed to you, and you read the part notes well. I mean, did you see a lot... did you see a lot of yourself in the character, your mindset going into playing Marty?
Yeah, there's certainly some similarities. I feel like, I can be fiery at times. I think Marty's a guy that, he got taken advantage of through his hard work over the years. And he just wants out in the worst way, and ratting the boss out there is really, I guess, the only way that he feels gets him sort of into the next chapter. But to your point, I mean, thanks for checking out the piece. We won the Holly Shorts there, so we're gonna be back in August. Alex just sent me some confirmation on another festival that we're hitting in July, LA Independent Film Festival, I believe. So definitely some buzz with the project. I think it's got a lot of legs, and I believe they're actually shooting a second installment. So, stay tuned on that.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned it that you came from a Wall Street background as well. Why the decision to kind of drop the, working at Wall Street and go into the acting realm?
Sure. Yeah. Well, I spent several years in New York, kind of grinding it out and making some pretty decent money in my 20s, and I just wasn't fulfilled. It's 70 plus hours of work, and it does lend itself to, I believe, success going forward, because you know how to really, get in the ring and take some hits and punch back, and so it sets you up for some success, regardless of its, acting or construction or whatever line of work you're in, I had that sort of very disciplined work ethic, but I just wasn't happy, I think there's more to life than stacking chips and having nice stuff. I think you got to be fulfilled and really go after whatever it is you're passionate about. And as soon as I got out to LA and started studying over at the Beverly Hills Playhouse with this amazing coach, Chick Venera, I knew within a few months, I'm like, this is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. It just took me a while to finally get on the path and just go all in. I think you got to go for it. You can't, you can't hold back. It's got to be 110% dedication, especially in LA, because there are people out here that are going to make certain sacrifices to make a run in this town.
Yeah. Now, coming from the background you have, I'm pretty sure you, when you decided, okay, I'm going to go into acting, You know, you kind of laid yourself out like, well, I know obviously it's not going to happen overnight, but there's obviously a plan to be able to work your way up as well. Can you tell me a little bit about that transition when you decided
sure.
to act and kind of what your when you got to LA, what was, you know, kind of the plan that you were kind to make it in the film industry?
Yeah, so I carved out 2 years and studied over at the Beverly Hills Playhouse, as I alluded to, with Chick Venera, and you know, just his really positive feedback. You know, he's a former New York guy. He gave it to me on a very real level, good, bad, or indifferent. So I felt he instilled certain confidence in me that, you know, I felt like I could really make some noise out here. So beginning, to answer your question in a roundabout way, beginning of 2014, actually I was back east with my family and for the holidays, end of 2013, I said, you know what, I was kind of, I went through some really tumultuous years out here, some tough times, I think everyone does, you know, just doing random jobs and just not being happy, again, with just going after deals and throwing the suit on every day, but yeah, 2014, I said, this is going to be the year. I'm going to give it 110%. And within 2 months, I booked a lead in this this little independent film that's going to get released this summer. I did this HBO Project Greenlight piece, one of the final 10 pieces for that. And it's just been kind of just rolling, you know, teamed up with Alex and Josh, you know, cast me as Marty. And then Josh and I went on and did Desert Drive a few weeks later, which was a blast. And we're just rolling right now, you know. I just I feel really blessed to be building a nice little foundation for my career. But it's blood, sweat, and tears, man. It's the effort's no joke. Put it that way.
Well, best of luck to you in the green light one, because that one, I mean, you're going to get a lot of exposure if that project ends up getting picked up. And you know, it's great to have a couple of people like Ben and Matt be able to back you. When all is said and done. So that's a really big opportunity for you. So I hope that ends up going through. When do you guys know about the green light?
Well, I shot that in I guess October, and the director, you know, the director I worked with, Taylor, he was nominated for, you know, he was a finalist, but he didn't unfortunately win. They already had, I believe, like the red carpet with Ben and Matt. So my guy didn't win, but of course, you know, those are Boston guys, just like Josh Mitchell, the director of The Convicted, and myself. And I think Boston's a pretty close community of people out here that are doing things. And I feel like if I'm on their radar, that's fantastic. That's a huge win for sure.
Yeah, you know, some people don't realize the kind of the amount of talent that comes out of Boston. In terms of acting and producing and all that as well. So it's a great thing to have in your back pocket as well. And Boston boys seem to really care about for other Boston boys as well, even though, you know, sometimes they're a little bit tougher than you expect. But yeah, it's been interesting to see a lot of these Boston-based actors really kind of make their mark in Hollywood.
Yeah, you know, it's been, you know, it's so inspiring. I mean, the guys growing up, you know, whether it was Ben Affleck, Matt Damon, Mark Wahlberg, you know, while I moved to New York at 18, I grew up in a small town in Massachusetts. Those are still my roots. And Boston is not New York. It's not L.A. as far as size. And, you know, when you see guys from, you know, sort of your neck of the woods that are really doing things out here in a huge way, you're like, wow, like I feel like I can do that too, you know, but obviously it takes a lot of courage, you know. It's funny, it's weird for me to say that, and not to sound kind of weird about myself, but I'm definitely proud that I made the move to LA. And I think once you get out here and you start to really work the muscle and hone in on your skill set, Some amazing things can happen. It's crazy. It's just, you just got to jump. You got to go for it. If anyone was listening in here today and you know, kind of had some reservations about going after whatever the dream is, man, I'm just saying, like, just jump and you know, you're going to land on your feet at some point.
Now, did you have a Boston accent when you were growing up, and did you have to get rid of that when you were acting?
Well, it's still there, brother, every once in a while. you know, I have the Boston and New York thing, you know, kind of in my back pocket. But, you know, my grandmother, my mother, when I go back for holidays, it definitely comes out a bit. And Josh, the director of The Convicted here, his accent is much stronger than mine if you've spoke to him before.
Yeah, I mean, it's great to be able to hear that. And that's something you have in your back pocket as well, in terms of that as well. Now, a lot of what I've been hearing is you've been doing serious roles. How and did you ever want to do any comedy, or have you done any comedy as of late?
Yeah, well, the good question. So Desert Drive, which was a piece that Josh brought me in on, that was essentially premise of that film was four musicians sort of representing different bands and their journey out to Coachella. So we were, you know, in the same tour bus or tour van, if you will. That was such a blast. That was a comedy. Pretty outrageous stuff in there. So I believe the release on that's July 1st. The Project Greenlight thing I did was also that the Farley brothers scripted that piece. So that, you know, obviously was a comedy as well. But, it's been a mix of, you know, over the last year and a half, some comedy stuff, some dramatic stuff, a little bit of both.
When you were on The Convicted, you had a couple actors that are there that worked with you, a couple of veteran actors as well. What was it like to work on set with them, and have you learned a lot from them?
Yeah, 100%. It was a great experience. You know, everyone on The Convicted, you know, Tommy is phenomenal. You know, he's just so, like, natural and clearly as New York as it gets. So it was a real, real pleasure working with him. Charlie, Maya, everyone that was involved with the film, just super talented people. And I think, you know, everyone going in, you know, wanted to put in their best effort because they really believed in the project and felt, hey, look, you know, this is something that is definitely going to, you know, hopefully create some buzz. And it's a story that, you know, I mean, in Vegas, New York, I mean, I think everyone loves a good mob piece. And, you know, it's been a while since, you know, you look at all the old New York films that were done with, you know, Robert De Niro and then Al Pacino. It's been a while since there's been a good mob movie, from my recollection. But
yeah, and you really, I mean, it's kind of calmed down since the mob kind of, I don't know why I say dissolved, but it kind of has lost its steam, you know, in New York area. Yep. And all that as well. At least with the Italian front, you know, I mean, obviously the other mafias have been a lot better. I mean, I've been featured a lot more often. The Irish mob, the Russian mob, have been featured a lot more as of late. You know, so I'm, you know, it's always interesting to see, especially the Italians to be able to, because they there is a kind of a thing with them. I mean, there's a little bit of a respect for them. They are criminals, but they have a respect. They have a code, and they have a code of honor in terms of that as well. And this is reflected in the movie as well. I mean, you know, it's always an interesting thing to watch it from the Italian side of things.
Yeah, no, for sure. And you know, it was great because, you know, when you're working with solid talent, as a talent, I mean, you know, that's what makes things really come to life. And when you're, you know, putting up a scene with someone and, you know, they're not giving you whatever it is that you need and things are flat, that makes it really difficult. So, you know, it was great with Tommy and Charlie and everyone and because we were really, I think there was some good chemistry. And I think that shows on the screen.
Yeah, and you know, you got to give credit to Josh for picking a lot of these great actors. I mean, you know, if you know, you sometimes you have to take a risk on people and all this as well. And I can say this because I'm in the middle of shooting my own movie. I had to take a gamble on one of the actresses because she had not. This is the first time she's ever had a really, you know, strong role in a film. She's had maybe a couple lines in other ones. I was worried that she wasn't going to be strong enough, and sure enough, she surprised the hell out of me, and she's actually works very well with my other actress. So it's been a very really great thing for me to kind of work and figure out. And I'm pretty sure Josh was pretty much the same way. Looking at some of these actors and how they're kind of playing off each other as well. Obviously Josh said Josh brought you onto this project. Did he bring in a lot of the other actors or did he have any auditions for any of the other actors, and did you read to them before going in?
From my understanding, both Josh and Alex auditioned for the film. I don't think that anyone was, sort of handed a role per se. I actually didn't read for Marty. I guess I must have read for Joey initially, and then in the auditioning room it was Alex and Josh and myself, and I think I just hit a couple of notes that were pretty Brooklyn. It was clear that I could do the New York thing, and that's when they said, hey, let's run this. Why don't you run this scene playing Marty? And that's how things, came about. And I'm almost certain that they have, cast everyone else in the film through the auditioning process.
With your location, which is a very, really interesting location, it's a really cool looking kind of bar. Is that out of L.A.? Is that in L.A.?
Yeah, bar? Yeah, it is. It's a spot called Maselli's. I don't know if I'd call it an institution, but it's been around for decades, and it's amazing, amazing place. The food is really good, but also, as far as for shooting purposes, it's just gorgeous, and the inside is just really well done. If you're in town, I would definitely go check it out. And I believe also, too, of course, in L.A., most of the staff are actors or actresses. And for that restaurant, you have to actually audition to be a part of the team, I guess. And because they sing, they're performing while you're, dining. So it's a pretty, pretty cool experience.
Well, I mean, that's great to hear. That's interesting. I'll have to check that out if I'm in L.A. next time. That'd be an interesting experience for anybody to go there and have somebody perform for them. Basically the opposite of singing for your supper, I guess. How many nights did it take you guys to shoot The Convicted?
Believe it or not, we knocked that out on an overnight shoot. We shot from, 9 p.m., and I think the final scene, we probably wrapped at like 8 o'clock in the morning. So it was definitely ambitious, and I've learned working with Josh, that's really the only way he likes to do things. But, the guy gets it done, and that's, there's a lot of people in L.A., they talk, but they don't actually handle business. They just kind of run their mouth. So it's cool to be working with people that say, hey, look, I got a script. We got 50 pages, and now I'm switching gears and going to Desert Drive. When he called me, we knocked out 50 pages on that film in 3 days. And he's like, we're going to go do this next week. And, he got a great house out in the desert and made it happen. So, you just got to be resourceful, I guess, out here. It's great to, I feel like, whether it's, myself and Josh and Alex and these guys, or, you look at, Ben Affleck and Matt Damon, a lot of East Coast dudes in L.A. kind of gravitate towards each other, because you have the same sort of work ethic, hustle, whatever it is. You're singing from the same sheet of music, I guess.
And there's a little bit of pressure for you to have to get the lines right. Get the lines down before you shoot. I mean, it is ambitious to be able to do that and memorize your lines all the way, all the way straight through and all that as well. Obviously, you have times you can look back, but to kind of be prepared for the role and to be able to go through, one night shoot. I mean, that is very ambitious, especially for an actor.
Yeah, I mean, that was my first taste of the night shoot world, man. And let me tell you, I mean, I was driving home at 7:30 in the morning. You know, you're obviously on no sleep, but also most people, if they're human and have a, you know, if you have a pulse, it's like a professional athlete. The night before a shoot, you're not sleeping so well. You know, I mean, you're going to be tossing and turning. You're excited. You have that, you know, sort of the adrenaline kind of kicking in into your system before you go shoot. But yeah, I was beat. I was exhausted. I mean, I remember driving home and I was just like, wow, am I gonna make it? I was really tired. But you know, that's actually happened, you know, now that I think of it, on most everything I've done. And you know, you got to leave it all out there. You know, if you're an athlete, you leave it out on the field. If you're an actor, you got to leave it out on the set and put your heart and soul into it. And I think you could do that. And, you know, some good stuff is going to happen. So.
Yeah, you obviously said that you're putting this out on the festival circuit right now. And, I mean, I was at Sundance this past year, and I know how important that is to be among other people, because you make so many connections at these film festivals as well. How has it been for you to be able to see this film go out to some of these film festivals, and have you had the opportunity to be a part of some of these film festivals at all?
Yeah, we did the Holly Shorts Festival last month, and so, you know, Holly Shorts, it's at the Chinese Theater, and you know, which is you know, just, it was such an honor to have, you know, one of my projects, you know, screened there, and I, you know, had 15 or 20 friends or so out and to support. And it was great. It was a great night. I actually had buddies in town. One of my good buddies and his wife were out here from New York City. So it was good to have some of my East Coast people out here for that, being a New York mafia film. And so, yeah, so that was a blast, and they picked the convicted for that month of screening, and now we go on to like the annual festival, which is going to be back at the Chinese Theater in August. So it's exciting. You know, everything that I've kind of worked on now is you know, in that sort of festival circuit part, you know, or this thing that I just wrapped recently, Routine, is that is, I'd say, my first true, like, legit, you know, leading role. And that was, I think, Jack Nicholson on The Shining on a spaceship. I mean, it was craziness. So, yeah, I'm pretty pumped to see how that one comes out. But like I said, you know, you've been a part of the festival world. I'm just getting a little, my first taste of that. But I'm really excited to see, you know, not only The Convicted, to see what comes from Desert Drive, and then all the other projects I kind of have that are going through post-production, and you know, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, you know, like you said, I mean, it's just you know, it's part of the thing, part of the career that maybe some actors may not know about, but you know, it always does help to come out to some of those festivals just to get an earshot of a couple important people and connect, and if people are looking for projects or looking for actors or something like that, there's always that that possibility that you connect with somebody and they say, oh, you know, I've got this project going on, you know, you'd be perfect for such and such. So,
right.
You know, it's always great to be able to do a part of that as well. And like I said, you're doing these festival circuit right now with this movie. You've got a lot of other movies going on as well. Are you on Twitter at all?
I'm not. I you know, it's funny. I'm going to be 35 next month, and I guess I'm old school, but my agent finally, you know, she's like, John, you got 9 different TV and film projects going, buddy. Like, you're kicking some tail out here. You need to get an Instagram account. I'm like, all right, fine. So I do have an Instagram account, and the handle's JCurls_Actorman. So if anyone, you know, wants to follow me, I typically just post everything from the career front, you know, so just pictures from set and you know, whatever, movie posters and stuff like that. So yeah, not on Twitter, but maybe I should be.
I'm assuming that's going to be coming, and as well as you probably a Facebook page, you know, considering all the projects you're going to be promoting as well. So So we'll look out for that. At least you're on Instagram, which is very interesting because I very, very few people ever start on Instagram. They always just start on Twitter or Facebook. But we'll see what happens with Instagram.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely on Facebook. It's just John Curley. It's funny. Instagram came about because the CEO and founder was from my hometown of Massachusetts. So I was like, I'll give this guy props. His name was Kevin Systrom, who was from Holliston, Massachusetts, where I went to high school. It's kind of funny, but as far as new opportunities coming from festivals or networking, let's just say I'm on the phone with you here at my place in Hollywood. I'm not working today, so if anyone checks out The Convicted or my reel on IMDb and wants to give me a jingle, the project's quality, I'm all ears.
Okay. Well, I really hope that all of this stuff comes around and we get to see you in more projects because it sounds like you're really, really busy right now. And you guys can check out The Convicted, on Vimeo. I think he has a teaser trailer on Vimeo, so you guys can check that out as well. Or if you're at the Man's Chinese Theater over the next month in L.A., you guys can check out the short film as well. And I think that's about it. We need to say anything else you want to add at all, John?
No, I'm good. I just, again, thanks for the time. Just check out the film. It'll probably be making its way to, most festivals, towards the end of this year. So, and of course it's on Vimeo on demand for, I believe, like $2 or something. So you can also check it out on Vimeo if you want to just stream it live at home.
Okay, well, awesome to hear, and I will talk to you. Hopefully, we'll talk to you soon. Hopefully, after some of these projects start dropping.
Good stuff. Yeah, thanks a lot again.
No problem at all, John. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, take care. Bye bye.
You too. Bye. John Curley, everybody. You can catch him on Instagram. John Curls. _ actor man, I believe he said it was. So make sure you guys definitely check that out as well. Coming up next week, I do have something here. Hollywood journalist and novelist and HSV meningitis survivor Liz Croken will be calling us next week. She's a seasoned Hollywood full-time journalist over the decade. She's over recovering. She overcame some really great hardcore illnesses and was able to turn that into a crusade and to be able to do that as well. So, and her new novel's coming out called Malice, we will talk to her a little bit about that. That's coming up next week at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, so definitely check that out as well. VegasPodcasting.com, I need to go up and update it. I've been slacking over the past month or so for doing that as well. So make sure you check that out at SWIV for our Twitter and just some more in Vegas on Facebook. With that in mind, we'll see you guys next week with Liz Croken. We'll be talking to you guys next week, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. See you then.